It's time for a family message today. I'm reminding you that the Spirit blows across not just our children as we see them light up with the idea and the Spirit working in their lives, but the Spirit moves in all of our lives, each and every age. Today, one way that we know that the Spirit is moving, we read from the Scriptures, is that it is much like the wind. Now, the wind, you can hear it. I don't need to open my phone up in the morning when I wake up to know what kind of weather it is, or I don't need to turn on the television. If I sit quietly, I can hear the wind moving outside my window, through the trees, through the air. I can hear the wind. Also, we can see, can't we, what the wind is doing. Another way that we can know the wind is there is that we can see it moving things. We can see it moving through the trees. We can see it moving and breathing and moving all around us. Much like this paper. The wind. We can see what it does. Also, we can feel the wind, can't we? If we take the back of our hand and blow, you can feel what the wind does. Today, all around the planet, churches are celebrating a special day called Pentecost. It was the day of Pentecost in which God sent the Holy Spirit to the church. The birthday of the church, we might say. The Bible tells us that the apostles were all gathered together, and then suddenly there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it says that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is like the wind. We can't see Him, but we know that He is there. We can hear Him. The Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice, I will come in." The Spirit speaks to our hearts. We can also see the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does and how the Holy Spirit is moving people to do God's will. The Bible says that the Spirit of God moves His people to speak and to do things for Him. And we can know the Holy Spirit is there because we can feel His presence. The Bible says, "I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." The Bible says, if we love one another, God lives in us. We can't see the Holy Spirit, but we can know He's there because we feel His presence in our lives. Let us pray. Father, thank You for sending Your Holy Spirit. Even though we can't see Him, we are thankful that we can hear Him speak to our hearts, feel His presence in our daily lives, and see Him moving us to do Your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.